On today's video, I flew all the way from the United States to Naples to find out the best pizza they have here. Some are gonna be traditional, just like this one here where everything started, and some are just gonna be absolutely insane. But first, let's back up, as this is where everything started.
On this video, I'm gonna be trying every single one I can find. Yes, we will have the traditional ones, but there are some pizza I've tried that I've never heard or seen before. And on today's video, my goal is to claim the number one pizza for me, because the winner was not what I expected. Even though I'll be going to the classics, but I also tried the number one rated pizza in the planet. Let's see how that one stacks up with the rest, because the very first stop was where the Margherita pizza was invented. Maybe the most iconic pizza of them all, this one was created for royalty, the queen. And the idea of the chef was that he wanted to make it look like the Italian flag, and it was all done here in Pizza Brandi. They still have their original oven, and I got the chef to go ahead and show us how it's done. The original dough from the beginning still applies. Stretches like a pro, add a generous amount of tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, of course you gotta add the basil, a good amount of olive oil, and right into the original oven it goes. This pizza takes 90 seconds to cook. And to finish it up, he put it inside of the original delivery box.
We close it, and now we're going to deliver this pizza to a friend of mine. Deliver it to a special person, my friend Guga. Are you ready?
Yes.
Miami, welcome to the first ever pizzeria.
Oh, wow, that is incredible. Ching ching.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, you taste the history.
Yes.
The original, where everything started, Pizza Brandi. They still make it today, everybody, the same way that they was made for the queen.
Insane taste.
Delicious.
A true classic and a must stop whenever you come to Italy. Many other people think that the original one came from a different place. And we'll go over that later on. Because after having the original version of Neapolitan style pizza, nowadays we went south, as we're all in a hurry and look for something convenient.
So right now we're gonna try the Pizza Portafoglio, also known as a wallet pizza, everybody. Street food of Naples.
Yeah, this might not be the best quality, because they're trying to mass produce everything as fast as possible. So we traded craftsmanship for convenience, trying to get a quick bite.
Pizza Portafoglio. Honestly, it's the perfect street food on the go, you know what I mean? Grab it and go.
Grab it and go, let's go.
Maybe one of the worst pizzas I tried in Naples. If you just want to get your belly full, this is something you should try, because it's cheap, convenient, and quick. But there's so many others better. Take, for example, the next one. Maybe one of the most famous one of them all. All because it was in the movies. Eat, Pray, Love. And funny enough, I can't believe people on the line think that this is the original pizzeria.
Why did you decide to come to this place?
Because this place is famous. This is where pizza was born.
And our Airbnb.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Eat, Pray, Love.
That's a movie.
Yes, my friends, the movie made this one famous. But if you want to try the original one, you have to go to Brandi. Not to take anything from Pizzeria Micheli, because there's always a line for two reasons. Obviously, the movie made it famous, but it is inexpensive, the pizza is quite different, there's a big history behind it, and they are proud of it. The daughter of the owner took me around to see everything that they've done so far. But in all honesty, I wanted to try this pizza and understand why it was so popular. The way they make it, it's quite similar to the Brandi pizza, but there's one huge differences between them. After stretching up the dough, I noticed that this one is much larger. They also add a lot more sauce. And after adding all the other toppings, the stretch makes this pizza even larger. And to cook it, they go right into the original oven. And this one is way larger than the previous one. Using wood oven, they are able to fit 10 pizzas inside of it. They pump out pizza like it was a fast food restaurant, but with great quality ingredients you would expect from Italy. And in the end, you are left with this. Yep, this one is quite different.
Okay, wow, it has arrived, everybody.
What do you think, Guga?
It's very different from all of the other pizzas that we had. Completely different, it's much larger. It's also more wet. Yeah.
Usually they eat it with fork and knife for a reason.
But you cannot pick it up.
Uh-huh. Flip it over.
Look, Vito, I'm a professional.
Oh, yours is it's okay, but mine now. Try the pepper. You don't like basil?
You took the basil out. Why you take the basil out?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You don't eat greens.
Look how she's
You're like my nephew, Angel. He don't eat greens. Cheers. Very different pizza. The crust, I'm used to Vito's pizza, which is supposed to be soft and crunchy. This one here, as you can see, the edges is just completely flat. I love that it's inexpensive. About $7 for a pizza. Where in the world are you gonna get a $7 pizza, everybody? That's crazy.
The all-new $7 Deal Lovers menu at Pizza Hut.
All right, editors, very, very funny. But nevertheless, this was a very different pizza. Extremely wet, it is not soft and crunchy, but it is what you would expect from a Neapolitan-style pizza. Because the next one is not. It is what I like to call taking creativity to a whole nother level, as this next one does not even go in the oven, but deep fried.
It's the best pizza in Italy.
It's the king of the pizza fritta, the best.
Yes, there you go. All right, let's make the pizza fritta.
Okay. Let's go.
Now to make this one, it starts off as a regular pizza. After he stretches it, he spreads a generous amount of ricotta cheese on the bottom, followed by some cured meat, a generous amount of mozzarella, season it really well, then a tiny bit of tomato sauce, close it up real good, I mean real good, and immediately throws in the fryer, because this is a fried pizza, also known as pizza fritta. It takes a while to cook, it's not done in seconds, and he just keeps basting it and basting it until it's fully cooked. And in the end, you are left with this.
Pizza fritta! Wow!
Buon appetito!
Grazie, chef! Oh, it's so hot!
It's too hot!
It's very hot!
Very hot!
Oh my God, so hot! Look at the size of this thing. I'll be honest with you, it looks like a big empanada. That's so good, but so hot! The mozzarella has a completely different flavor and different texture because it was deep fried. You feel very little tomato sauce, but it's a very, very different pizza.
Yep, that is as different as it gets. So I thought, as the next one completely blew my mind. Something I never expected to be put on a pizza. And it took me by complete surprise.
We are at Sustable. They have a pizza here that is called Pizza Fiocco, made with potatoes. I've never had a potato pizza before, but I'm hoping it's gonna be phenomenal. All right, let's go meet the chef. There's the chef, Chef Roberto.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I heard a lot about your pizza. I'm excited.
My dough. I'm making cooked the pizza, have a soft and crunchy at the same time.
Show me the pizza fiocco. Let's make the pizza.
Yes.
Now this is a pizza dough that is almost impossible to work with. Unlike any other ones you've seen before, this one has a 90% hydration. It is almost water, super hard to work with. But Chef Roberto is a true master and he makes it look easy, stretching that pizza like nothing. But then he asked me to give it a try.
I'm ready to embarrass myself here.
But I'm gonna do it anyway, okay?
No, yeah. Side.
This is so hard.
Go.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, upside down. That's it.
Okay.
Good job.
Let's try. All right, let's try. It feels like a marshmallow that has been cooked in the fire for a long time, everybody.
More fluffy.
More fluffy, yeah. You don't have to do anything. You just gotta open it. Okay, let me try.
Bye.
That's it.
One.
Yeah,
two,
good job.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's destroying.
Now there's
one, two,
and three.
And
good
three.
Job. Good job,
is it
good?
Okay.
Maybe 2 out of 10, everybody. 2 out of 10.
And I'll take a good job from the master anytime. To finish it up, he adds some cream on the bottom, some Parmesan cheese, followed by ham, mozzarella, and the most surprising element on pizza, mashed potatoes, straight from the ricer. And he adds a generous amount of it. He adds Parmesan cheese, olive oil, and black pepper. Scoops it up like a true pro, and into the oven he goes. Now take a look at his oven. Almost reminds me of Salt Bae. But Chef Roberto, I actually like. Now the most interesting thing about this oven for me is that it has a boost feature. You just gotta step on the pedal and the fire goes up like a flamethrower. Cooking this pizza in about 2 minutes. That's because of the high hydration this dough has. It takes a little bit longer. And at the same time, the bottom doesn't get charred like other pizzas. Now this is Chef Roberto's masterpiece. Pizza Fiocco, also known as potato pizza. It seems weird, but how does it taste?
Let's give it a go. Cheers. Oh my God. Okay, I had a lot of pizza here in Italy. This is the most uniqueness, creative, and delicious pizza I ever had.
It's good, man.
It's so light. Feels like pillowy, everybody. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, the potato, cream, and ham is on another level. 10 out of 10 will highly recommend, everybody. You are not a pizza chef. You are a magician.
Ah, yeah.
That's what he does.
I have a magic attack.
Yes, you are a magician. I don't understand why he put potato on a pizza, but it works.
Chef Roberto told me that this is the future of pizza, and I agree. I promise you, if you have one bite of this pizza, you understand the reason why. And with so many pizza options so far, I don't understand how this one didn't make the top 10 list in the world, because the next one did. It's actually the number one pizza in the world 4 times in a row. This pizzeria is hard to get in. You must make reservation. Make sure you are on time. Not only did I have the reservation, but I arrived 30 minutes earlier.
It's been 45 minutes after my reservation, and we still have to wait. They haven't even called our names yet. It's hot outside. They said, we'll call you and let you know when it's your time.
2 hours later.
So reservations means absolutely nothing. It's been over an hour. If you plan on coming here, everybody, and you have reservations, doesn't matter. So we finally got in, everybody. It took quite some time to get in, I'll be honest with you. But we're ready to order some pizza. Let's see how it tastes. I'm excited.
And my very first one to compare and see how it stacks up was the original margarita pizza. Nice and simple, as I'll be able to tell how good the dough is and also the quality ingredients. But things did not go as I expected.
You know what happens? When your expectation is so high and you try a lot of different pizzas and everything else that I've tried has been phenomenal, but it's not out of this world. The crust is not soft and crunchy. Feels heavy and chewy. Even my wife is having the same exact experience. The dough, I'm disappointed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yep, unfortunately, the expectation was very high. I would say that this pizza was just average. However, they had a pizza there that I think took them to the top spot. Something I've never seen before. Because this pizza is steamed, fried, and baked. And obviously, take a look at the toppings. We have marinara sauce, olives, and one of my favorite things to eat, anchovy. I couldn't wait any longer and had to go in for a bite.
Oh, now that is good. Extremely savory. The anchovies take it to a whole nother level. The crust is very unique, nothing I've ever experienced before. Oh, I like this. I was upset about the margarita, but this? Oh.
I was so ecstatic about this dough that I had to try a different variation. And I am an onion lover. And this one, I truly believe, was inspired by French onion soup, as it has many different types of onions cooked in several different ways. But was it as good as the previous one?
Huh, it's good, but it's not even close to the other one. This one is very light. It almost feels like you're taking a bite of a French onion soup because it has so much onion. This is not my favorite. The other one with the anchovy is the one that I believe gave them the title of the number one pizza in the world, because this one is all right, nothing crazy.
Yep, this one was not my favorite. But one thing that is impressive to me is that the price is still very reasonable. And for that reason, I understand why it is so popular. But now if you ask me, which one is your number one pizza? I can honestly say this one takes the cake. Pizza Fiocco, the most creative and unique pizza I've ever tasted in my life. But it doesn't take points for creativity, it's the flavor. It is something I'll never forget, and I'll probably spend the rest of my life trying to replicate it. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.